All right, Luke, welcome back.
Welcome back, Nathan.
Welcome back to the blurry box, dude.
Sounds like we're like playing hockey. Doesn't look good hockey reference.
You got the hair for it, so we're good.
Not yet, man. I have a good buddy who played in the NHL. We've been talking. I talked about this on another episode. We've talked quite extensively about whether or not this is the summer of mullets. According to Amy, it's not. I'm not allowed to have a mullet as much as I'd like one. But Brian, who used to play hockey, is just going to do it. He's got kids, and his wife, I think, has an expectation, being Canadian and an ex-NHLer, that he can just have a mullet. It's part of the territory. Lucky guy.
Like I said earlier, Luke's going to do his own hair podcast. It's coming, guys. Just keep a lookout.
And we should talk about this, though. I mean, like...
The hair show.
We talk about the 80s. We have this 80s vibe in our show, and it's... The mullet is coming back, dude. I mean, we were in the airport... Flying back from Colorado this last week, and there was a kid. I mean, he had to be a college-age kid. He had his, like, you know, his university backpack. Just full-on mullet, man. Not ironically, I would assume, either. And we're starting to see this, man. A lot of the kids are picking up on it. I think they think it's funny, but it's like everything else. Like, when the mustache made its return, it was always ironically funny until then it wasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
I think some of the style today is just look as bad as possible.
Yeah, man. It's the... Gosh, it reminds me of Zoolander, or the derelict, where you just you have to look like you're homeless, and that's the fashion.
That's the fashion.
But got to.
I know. Like, I think girls go into the stores now, and they're like, what's the most unflattering pair of jeans I can find?
Right. I want to have a wedgie, and I want the waistline to go almost to my rib cage.
Yeah. It's like as unflattering as possible, and we're there. Now that we've offended half of our listeners, thank you for tuning into the show. Today we have an interesting story, Luke. You know, I think this is at the tail end of the blurry creatures. If we were to draw a diagram of what constitutes a blurry creature, this is right at the corner. People see odd things that kind of fall into the spirit realm. I don't know. But we got this email from Paul, and I'll keep his last name private. And he said when he was a kid, he saw some dead Civil War people on the floor of his bedroom.
Sounds like, we talked about this a bit. It sounds like Indian in the Cupboard kind of stuff where,
yeah,
you know, or like Chucky, where stuff just comes alive. Man, I don't know. I mean, this is going to be weird.
So this is, you know, when it comes to blurry creatures, either you see a Bigfoot in the woods, some people say Bigfoot disappears. And then some people just see entities or ghosts or demonic creatures in their house. So I think this falls in the, you know, I think we could talk about this stuff. I think it makes sense for blurry creatures. But we're going to talk to Paul and hear his story and kind of dive in.
All right.
So welcome to the show, Paul. Paul, we'll keep your last name kind of ambiguous just because, you know, you never know
right
how much privacy you want. Yeah. Like, you sent us an email about an experience you had as a kid, and Luke and I were just talking about this before you got on real quick, just a little pre-roll about our show's about blurry creatures. Obviously, we talk about creatures, Bigfoot, ancient giants and such, and we get into the history of creature sightings. And... your email came to us, and it was describing something you encountered as a child, and it was fascinating, you know. And I think this falls in line with some of the things we talk about on our show with these ancient entities that had all sorts of, I guess, supernatural abilities to do things and mess with people, and who knows. So, Paul, thanks for coming on the show, first and foremost.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Do you want to just kind of walk our listeners through like what your experience was, and then we'll just kind of ask questions and go from there.
Sure. Now, let's say I was about 9, 10. Let me give you a picture of the surrounding area here. We lived on the reservation in Parker, Arizona, and we lived on a street corner. So we had a street light just outside our bedroom window. I lived shared a room with two other brothers, and at night it got dark in the room, but just light enough where you could see where the dresser is, where the entryway, the door is, you know, everything around it. One night I was sleeping just like every other night. Something woke me up, a very uneasy feeling. I don't know how to describe it other than I know something is wrong. So I laid in bed. I was able to move around. All of a sudden, it felt like I was being held down into my bed with my head towards the center of the room. And I'm just trying to find out what it is. Now, there's dark, like the dark room, but then there's black. There was a shadow in the darkness. And it was, I heard about the Hat Man and, you know, different shadowy creatures. This one was a boy, and he was walking in my room. Now I can only see him on the walls, but he was walking in my room, and he'd walk over to my dresser, jump on my dresser. And, you know, you could tell by the direction of people, the way they're looking, by the position of their head. And he'd just sit there and stare at me. I mean, this would go on for an hour. And then eventually he'd hop down, walk over to a corner of the wall, and just continue like he's just walking through a hallway or continuing through the room. But then I'd be released from my bed and I could go back to sleep. Now this would continue probably about 2 weeks. Every night I'd wake up and I'd expect to see something. I'd feel held down into my bed and I'd look into the center of the room. I would just, as soon as I get this feeling, I'd look around my room because I knew something was going to happen. This would happen. He would either hop on my dresser, stare at me, or just stand in the middle of the room, stare at me, sit on the floor and stare at me. And then after a certain period of time, he'd get up and walk out. Now, I didn't like it. I'd go to my parents, I'd go to my brothers, and I'd tell them what I saw. And it was just a nightmare. It's just a nightmare. Okay. So, you know, nobody I can talk to because nobody believed what I was seeing. I'm sure a lot of your experiencers see that too. One night in particular, I was laying in bed. I fell asleep. I woke up and I felt like I was being held down to my bed, just like the average everyday night, except it wasn't. It was like, I explained how dark the room was. All of a sudden, it became black.
If you want to listen to the rest of Paul's episode, just go to blurrycreatures.com, become a member, and check out a bunch of unreleased content there. We're adding to it every day, as much as we can. The more members we have, the more content we can make. So cruise on over to blurrycreatures.com. Listen to the rest of Paul's story and let us know what you think.